Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Good evening, VV Nation. My name is Glenn, senior stock market strategist for VectorVest. Glad to be here. And it's the 6 p.m. video. Before we get started, if you're brand new to the channel, there's a lot of great things going on. I need you to subscribe to the channel right now. Go and hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, let you know when we bring out new videos like this. And of course, as you watch this video, if you like it, don't forget to hit the like button. So this week, we're going to do our top picks for the month of March. And we did it last month, and I'm going to show you the results of that. But I think that the first Friday, actually, I should have done it last week. The first Friday of every month, I think the video should be my top picks for that month. And that's what we're going to do. So first off, let's get into the VectorVest system. And here we are. This is the list of my stocks for this month. Look at that. Nice move coming off support. Nice run up. Down day to day, but look at this. We've got trigger. We've got trend. I like it. I think just by looking at the watch list average of these stocks, I think you should be very comfortable in getting into them. But there's a little twist tonight that I'm going to show you as well. All right. I'm going to close this graph and let's go back to last month's picks. I had a lot of picks last week. 14 stocks. So my top 10 picks or top picks for the month of February were here. I go through my own process of finding these stocks for you. So if anybody's asking, man, how do you find these stocks? I go through a process to help you guys find new fish that you don't know about to make some money. But I'm also going to stay with what's hot as well. That's a part of the equation. All right, so we're going to go from 2-1 of 2024. We're going to quick test all of these up into right now. And look at this. We've got 10.82%. Out of the 14 stocks, 9 winners, 5 losers. We doubled what the market did. The market went up 5.25. If we go 5 and go 10.50 thereabouts, or actually 10.46, we outperformed the market by 2 times at 10.82%. NVIDIA, big mover. Even the movers to the downside, GEOS and GASS, both were down the most. The other 3 that were down, do you know something? Those are manageable. These would have been my biggest hits. And actually, based on the stop criteria, you definitely would have gotten out of GEOS. These stocks are being managed on a 50-15 basis, 50% loss. 50% gain and a 15% loss. If the 15% loss is too much for you, then adjust that in effect to help you guys where you invest in the market and your tolerance for pain. All right. So I just wanted to show that. And you know something, if we can do this every month, I think you would be a very, very happy investor. Probably we won't do this every month. There's going to be some months we're probably going to lose. But if you can win more months than not, you're going to be a happy investor. All right. So that was from last month. Let's go for this month. My top picks for the month of March. I've only got 7 and I've got them segmented. All right. I've got them segmented. I wanted to find you inexpensive AI stocks. And with AI running, chips running, semiconductors, all that, it's tough to find those that haven't run already. So that's why I like these. Those are my 3 at the bottom. Opera, which is a web browser that's utilizing AI. And I think more and more web browsers are doing that. And I'm wondering, at the price of $14.46 and a value of $16.46, which makes it undervalued, I wonder if this stock is under the radar in the AI space. Could be. It's got a relative value of 1.44. So not only is it undervalued, it's got good upside potential. It is in an uptrend right now. It's got a relative safety of 83, which makes it more of an aggressive play. It's got a CI below 1. But it's got an overall ranking of VST above 1. So again, my 3 cheaper AI picks are going to be Opera, IGPT, and AIQ. Both of these are ETFs, I think it's a smart play to play an ETF instead of getting locked up in one stock. You can play the whole group of them, and they're both below $50. All right, now my other four stocks that I have here are growth stocks. Knowing that the market is still in an uptrend and moving higher, I still think, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, you still need to be careful. But notice, undervalued. AppLovin is overvalued. AVAV is overvalued. But Rolls-Royce, inexpensive stock, growth stock, undervalued. You gotta love this. And a lot of people on the channel have made money on this stock. So I'm going to put it back in again. So now, Modine, fundamentally sound, relative value, relative safety, both above one, CI above one. App loving, a little bit overvalued, does have good upside potential. Relative safety below one. Again, this is more of an aggressive play. Notice that all of these stocks are buy recommendations as well. AVAV is an Israeli company that makes drones. So the big move for this is that they still got a war going on over there. This is a company that continues to make those drones. I'm still big on this as well. Down today, it makes money consistently. RT shows me it's in an uptrend. VST overall, CI. Rolls-Royce, again, these are companies that actually almost don't need any invitation, but I'm putting it out there because these are my picks for the month of March. No news stories. These are stocks that are hot. These are stocks that have the potential to get even hotter, especially the three at the bottom, which are my picks in the AI space. You know, it's tough to find a good AI stock that's under $50. So that's why these are in here. All right. So now there's a plan B just in case. A month is a long time. I'm going to go to the graphs. Here's our market timing graph. The market's just on the run. Why? The fear of missing out. People are still pushing these stocks higher. That's a big part of the rally. And the Fed keeps talking about, yeah, we're going to lower interest rates or cut them. But the problem is they don't say when, but the anticipation is that they will, and that still is pushing the market higher. I am thinking that what goes up must come down. I'm looking at our indicators, the MTI, the buy to sell ratio, and RT still showing downtrends as the market is moving higher. So with that, I've got a plan B for you for the month. I'm going to go back to the viewers tab. Here's my picks for plan B. They're going to be contra ETFs. And as I was going through the list to find them, I wanted to find the contras that already had an RT above one, that they were already in an uptrend. Two of them are on the bottom. Hibs, when it moves just like that. And Bank D, as I showed on a live stream yesterday, banks are still going to be in trouble. This may be a really good pickup if that starts to show its face. So now, let me back up a little bit. How do you know when to move from my other picks for the month to these picks? I want you to look at a couple of things. One, I want you to look for a combination. I am going to say that again. A combination of a primary wave down with the MTI below one. Put those two together. That's when I still want you to start looking at these stocks. When is it going to be a comfortable time to get into these stocks? When the DEW timing signal turns negative. So I'm setting you up for the plan B, but you've got to follow the plan or you'll get into these way too early and you may take a big loss, and I don't want that to happen. So moving from my top picks for the month of March, I think that these are, you know, four growth stocks, three cheaper AI stocks. I think this is going to be a good list of stocks for you to take advantage of. Always make sure you buy on an up day. I never want you to buy into a stock on a down day. You don't want to start off the journey to the bad side. Also, remember the stops on these stocks I am going to be looking at is a 50% gain or 15% loss. Because these are good quality stocks for the most part, I want to give these stocks a little room to run to the downside before I pull the trigger. And if the market timing starts to change, again, a combination of the primary wave down along with the MTI below one, I'm going to start looking at these contra ETFs. I'm going to feel a lot more comfortable getting into them when the green, when the green light buyer, but when the DEW timing signals a down call. All right, with that being said, folks, I need you guys to share this video. We did well for the first month, and I'm thinking that we can continue to do so, but we want to let other people know the power of the program to help folks make money in the market. Folks, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Again, if you're brand new to the channel, don't forget, before you leave, hit that subscribe button, hit the bell icon. And if you found this video useful, worth your time stopping by, don't forget to hit the like button. Folks, this video is over. Until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation. One of the most important books that I've ever read in regards to the stock market was written by our founder, Dr. Bart DeLitto, the founder of VectorVest. The name of the book is called Stock Strategies and Common Sense. It will give you everything that you need to know about how the market works, the cycles, how to value stocks, and it's very well presented so that you can better understand and get a better understanding of how the market works. Folks, you simply need to go to www.vectorvest.com/YTBook to get your free edition of Stock Strategies and Common Sense. Folks, you want to do that right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.